The leadership of the Repeal the Casino Deal campaign held the first organizational meeting of the campaign Wednesday in Springfield, where the state's gaming industry regulators a month ago designated MGM to build the state's first resort casino. Former Massachusetts Attorney General Scott Harshbarger, who is advising the campaign, said the jobs and revenue promised by the casinos is fool's gold.
This is not a moral issue. This is a question of whether, remember, this is being sold by the casino industry as being an economic development step.
The anti-casino campaign leaders believe timing is on their side. The Massachusetts economy is significantly better now than 3 years ago when state lawmakers approved the casino gambling law as a means to create jobs and generate tax revenue. The casino industry is faltering in some places.
Atlantic City, Detroit, every area around the Northeast, Moody's rating negative on casinos as an economic engine.
Harshbarger, who has long opposed casino gambling, said he became convinced a voter referendum to repeal the casino law could succeed in Massachusetts after local voters blocked casino projects in all but some of the most economically downtrodden cities in the state.
It's David versus Goliath, but it's people versus money. It's people versus money and the special interests, and the people have a chance to be heard. This is a chance for the people to vote yes.
John Ribeiro of Winthrop, the campaign chairman, is mobilizing people like himself who organized to oppose local casino projects into a statewide network. He said there has been a groundswell of support since the state Supreme Judicial Court ruled last month that the repeal question could go on the ballot.
This is a statewide issue. People that say that they want to pit Springfield versus the suburbs or Winthrop versus Revere and East Boston and Everett, that's the wrong way to look at this. This is all of the citizens of the Commonwealth banding together for us to finally have a vote, a voice, and to finally have a vote.
A year ago, voters in Springfield approved MGM's $800 million casino project by a 58-42% margin. Casino projects in West Springfield and in Palmer were turned down by voters. Steve Abdow, a Western Massachusetts leader of the repeal campaign, said there is strong anti-casino sentiment in the region.
And those folks in Western Mass who are involved have stayed in this and continue on this repeal effort because this is not just about financial self-interest or in my backyard. They realize this is a bigger issue. This is about the Commonwealth and the common good.
Derek Barsikowski, who has been hired to manage the referendum campaign, said he's putting together a field operation to get the anti-casino vote to the polls on Election Day.
We realize that we might be outspent on the air. We will get our message on the air, but we probably will be outspent.
MGM and other companies still competing for licenses in Massachusetts are expected to collaborate on a campaign to keep casinos legal in the state. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and other municipal officials who have endorsed casino projects will join in the campaign to save casinos, as will trade unions. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.